Okay, guess we'll start. So the Mishnah begins the Perek, as we started last week. Ish shalach b'aylam dina sayam, vav amala meis b'aylech, v'nisei t'vachkach b'abayla, teitzei mizeh u'mizeh, mitzvich hagem mizeh mizeh. So tonight we'll discuss both teitzei mizeh mizeh, mitzvich hagem mizeh mizeh. Teitzei mizeh mizeh, so you understand why she has to leave the second husband, because she's still married to the first husband. But what's Tan Bir is why she has to leave the first husband. What's the basis of that? And Sicha Get Mizeh Mizeh, we understand the opposite direction. She needs a get from the first husband, but the second husband she was never married to, so why does she need a get from him? So first we'll discuss Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh, but in order to understand that properly, we'll have to look at Sicha Get Mizeh Mizeh as well. So Rashi over here, on the Mishnah, says Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh, Kishar Eishes Ish Shizinsa, Dahach lav anusahi, that she isn't an anusa, she has some culpability for the fact that she got herself into this predicament. V'afagav dehemnu rabbanan le'ed echad b'isha mishum igina, iguna, time amai mishum dehigufa daika adiyad b'kushta u'mitzva, v'adela daika kansila. So the whole basis that was discussed last week for the reason to allow for Eid Echad Be'edus Isha is because Isha Daika Mintzava, so she has a certain achrayus to make sure that she's Daika properly. If ultimately it turns out that she wasn't Daika properly, that she remarried improperly, then she's responsible, and we are going to penalize her with Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh, just like a standard case of an Eishes Isha Zinsa, where she's Asura Labal and Asura Labal. So Rashi said this is a knas. Because of Daika Mintzava, we consign her. The Ritva is even more explicit on that point. The Ritva writes over here, the Afagav the Shura Sadin ain't consnus. The Mikra Din, she should not be culpable. Dahabrish is Bezdin, he says, Apiyed Achad, Kedarmina Mitah Chomeshech Mir Besofe, Kila Labitvilasa. The cave into Laha Diik Umitsava Asua Kimizida. That since she had the responsibility of being Daika properly and didn't live up to that responsibility, so Midrabanan, we consent her and we treat her as a Mizida.
For all Knasa, that kind of like Lundus, that we have to like turn it into a Asua Kimizida?
No, but the issue over here is that if she's anything short of Mizida, then there's no din of Teitzei. Then she's Muteris Labayla Rishon. It's only because she's Mazida, so that's equivalent to an Eishes Isha Zinsa, where she's going to be Asura Labayla. And the Meiri has a similar formulation here as well. Okay. This is also borne out by another Rashi in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis in our Masechta. Rashi writes, Yud Aleph Amud Beis Dibur Maskel V'At Amart. Sorry, Amud Aleph V'At Amart Lisota de Rabbanan Dahambi Deraisa Sharia Shinise Salpi Bezdin Beit Achad V'Anusahi Rachman Asharia, Dixiv Eid Ein Ba, Trey El Echad, Vilan Espasa, Asura Espasa Muteris, Verabanan, Hudagoziba, Kiyeh, Dite Luk Shapir, Shemes Baila, Achela Tinase. So again, Rashi emphasizes that it's a Knas Midrabanan, which is the flip side of the expectation of Daika Umitzvah. The Beis Yosef in the Bedek Abayis and Simon Kufnin Tes points out that Rashi a little bit later in the parak sounds otherwise. Rashi inside Haman Beis, within the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, where the Gemara discusses the consequence of an improper following of Eid Echad L'Inyan Yibam, where a husband is declared to be dead by an Eid Echad, and then the wife, the would-be Yavama, goes ahead and marries that which would have been her Yabam, and then it's Nisbarer that her husband is in fact alive. So the Gemara discusses whether the same din of Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh applies over there. So Rashi over here quotes, Rashi says as follows, Dibur Maskel B'Amar Rav Huna, Shilmali Nasa Rishon Tarvayu Modu Dumuteres Laxerlo Deleka Lamemar Maxer Grushasuhu Daha Hakol Yodim Shatos Haisa Shem Girsha Lo Haisa Nises Laachiv Aval Kidesh Vahi Amarav Hareke Ishis Ish Hanises Bedacha Shasu Labaila Vizunami Asu Larishon Shehu Achshav Yivama the Amri Inchi Harishan Tana Havale Bikadushim Lenis Kai Mutaris Haisalashani Vyakshav Yosa Misheni Vinosa Rishon Vinimsa Noses Es Noses Ashes Akh. So Rashi here has the following cheshbon and explaining the Gemara. The Gemara in Daf Pei Chasam and Beis Pei Tesam and Aleph explains within the second din of the Mishnah of Tzvicha Gemi Zemiza, right? We want to know, we understand why she would need a get from the first husband, why does she need a get from the second husband? She's not married to the second husband by any stretch. So the Gemara there on Daf Pei Chasam and Beis initially says Bishlama Mirishan Tibai Get El Mishani Mais Nisba Almahu Amar Avuna Gzeira Shema Yomru Girish Zeh Vinasa Zeh Vinim says Ashes Ish Yosef Lo Get. They were concerned that people may not realize exactly who she was technically married to at what point. And people are going to think that maybe the first marriage was resolved properly through a halachic get, and then she married the second person. And now that we tell her that she has to leave the second person and she can remarry someone else, people are going to think that we had a case where someone was halachically married and did not require a get to dissolve that marriage. And so to avoid that misconception, we require a get, midrabanan, from the second husband. Then we'll discuss a little bit later whether that concern stands l'maskana gemar daf peites, which is machlokas rishonim. But in light of that, Rashi over here explains on Sadi Hamid Beis that the next step, if you say you require a get from the second husband because we're concerned, Shemi Yomru, Eishith Ish Yosef Lo Get. So if you take that logic a step further, people are going to think that the first marriage had been dissolved. The second marriage was a good marriage and she needed a get. Now that we tell her to get a get, and she goes back to the first husband, people are going to think that that's Master Grushasa. So the din of Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh, she has to be Teitzei from the Rishon to prevent that misconception that there's going to be some Master Grushasa action going on. And Beis Yosef there writes that he's not sure how to resolve, or if one can resolve, the Rashi in the beginning of the Parak, where Rashi says that it's a pure Knas because of Daika Mitzvah, but the Rashi in Sadihei, who seems to say that it's some other consideration of Shema Yomru, that the person was Masir Grushasa. The Rambam, in Hilchas Gerishin, Parak Vav, Halacha Hei Halacha Vav, the Rambam begins, first halacha, Eina Isha Miskareshes Begeshe Shalach Habal, O Shehevi La Shaliach Hava'a Ashia Gir Get Liyada. The Rambam Perek Yud Halacha Hei. V'chein Adin V'isha Shabal La'edim Shemes Baila. Let's start with Halacha Dalet. Halacha Dalet. Kol Misha Nises Beget. Beget Bato. This is again getting Ayin Tes to pay. Person gets remarried on the basis of a problematic get. Harezu Tzvicha Get Mibal Sheini Midivrayan. So she requires a get Midirbanan for the second husband. That's a parallel Sugya and Gittin Ayin Tes and Daf Pei of also Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh. Why? Kidei Shelo Yomru Eishes Ish Yotza Bloget. So that consideration that the Gemara has over here in Daf Pei Ches, the Rambam paskins in the context of Gittin Halacha, that we're concerned people shouldn't come to the erroneous conclusion that Eishes Ish Yotza Bloget. V'tzvicha Get Men Arishon Latir L'Sharam. She needs to get Medina from the first husband because she was actually married to the first husband. Okay, and then Halacha Hey, which is Ardin. V'chein Adin B'isha Shabo La'edim Shemes Baila V'niseif V'achakach Ba Baila Bein shay yavai lepikeach, bein shay cheresh, bein shay nisas lepikeach, bein shay nisas lecheresh, shein kedushav kedushin gemurim, teitze mishneyem, v'tzvicha get mishneyem, v'nesra shneyem olamas. Okay. So the Mishnah Melech presumes, based on the juxtaposition of these two halachas in the Rambam, that the reasoning of the Rambam halacha dalid of shelo yomru eishes ishios ablo get is the reasoning of the Rambam in halacha hay as well, and therefore the din of teitze mizeh mizeh is not simply a knas of daika mitzvah, but a actual din based on this concern of shema shelo yomru. Then the Mishnah Melech discusses if there is indeed a machlokes, whether the knas is based on whether the din of teitze mizeh mizeh is based on a knas of lo daika or something more fundamental, what nafkamina may there be? So he suggests that he rejects some nafkamina. The nafkamina that he likes is one of mizana, that if she didn't remarry a second person, but she was simply involved with the second person biznus, so if the concern is a knas of lodaika mitzvah, so she was lodaika mitzvah there as well, and we should consent her just as well. But if the consideration is shema yomru, so there people know that she was simply involved biznus and there wasn't a marriage, so you don't have the same consideration of shema yomru. The Rashba, in fact, is mefurish biznus. The Rashba in Gittin and Daftayim Beis. There, the Rashba writes: "Lahachi lo kasha le l'talmuda ba'isha rabba nifes in zin salo." The Gemara doesn't suggest in Yavamas that maybe there should be a chilak lalacha between nifes and zinsa. The Hasan Vaday lo husrak l'shanos znus. The Pshita de ain chilak bein nifes l'znus. That there's no distinction between Nisei's and Znus l'halacha as far as the din of Teitzim Mizeh Mizeh. Ela b'chol inyan gazru lasar b'shogeg kevan de b'mezid misera min ha-Torah. That the Rashba is working with the notion of Knas because of Daika, which is clear in the Rashba and Ar Sugya also in Daf Tzadidal and Nor Perek. So working with that idea of Knas, that we treat this woman, even though she's a shogeg, but because lo daika, we treat her as a mezida, so then there's no reason to distinguish between znos and nisuin. That's the Rashi and Gittin and Daf Pei Amud Beis. And the Avnei Nezer says that as well, that distinction should be true lahalacha, between these two reasons. The Avnei Nezer is an Evan Ezer Simon Sadi Aleph, beginning with Os Gimel. And he points out that this machlokas, whether it's simply a knas because of daika mitzvah or a shema yomer halacha, is actually a machlokas mechaber and rama. In Simon Kufna and Tess in Hilchos Yibum, so mechaber paskins, this is the context of the Gemara in Sadi Dalit, Sadi Dalit, Sadi Hay, Kufna and Tess, Kufna and Tess if Dalit. So Mechaber Paskins over there, Nisyabma Vitos, the person underwent Yibam Vitos, Kigon Sheshama Shemes Baila, and she thought that there was a Zika. V'acherkach Ba, and then lo and behold, Bahar Baragla, the husband comes. Imhais in Nisua, Eino Svicha Get Mehayabam. If she was married to the first husband, she does not require a get from the Abba. And the Rama adds, Umuteres Labaila, that she is permitted to remain with the first husband. So the Beis Shmuel comments over here, Muteres Labaila, on the Rama's two-line addition, Kakas Vatur, V'hamechaber hishmit b'kavana al pimashikasa b'bedek habayis. And the mechaber dafka doesn't say that she's muteres labayla based on the bedek habayis that we quoted earlier, his citation of Rashi. The dafka l'perish harash b'isha b'alma shenisa isla'achir da'asur labayla Hatam Shema Yomer Giris Zav Vinisei Slezeh Azi Yishlamer Veishis Achiv Mutaris Labaila. So Akan Afim Giris Baila Asir Lachiv. Aval Ashar Poskim Da Asir Labaila Machmas Knas Delo Daika MK Veishis Achiv Asir Labaila. So if the consideration is Shema Yomru, so you can't say Shema Yomru by Yibum, because if she was married to the first person, so then there's no Zika, there's no, she's Asura le'eshesach. So obviously, if she married the Eshesach, or essentially married the Eshesach, that's because she's not married to the Baal, and the Baal died. It's far later that was based on a toast, but no one's going to have the misimpression that either there was a Eshes Yosef lo get, or that there was a situation of Masrik Rishaso, because that's an impossibility. And that's the position of the Ramah, then Mutaris Labaila. But if you view the din of Teisei Mizeh Mizeh as based on a Knas, so the Knas of Lodaika would apply equally to a case of Yibam Mataz as it was to a case of, as it would to a case of Nisun Mataz. So that's what Beis Shmuel says in the Machlokes, the Mechaber, and the Ramah. And Avni Nezer points out that Machlokes, Mechaber, Ramah should carry over to this question of Zinsa im Hasheni, that if she established based on Eidos that her first husband died, and on that basis she's mezamen with someone else, so if the reason for the din of Teisei Mizeh Mizeh in general is because of Knas, that she wasn't daika properly, then that Knas is equally applicable to a case of Znus. If it's a consideration of Shema Yomru, then that would not apply outside of a context of Nisuin. The Otzer HaPoskim quotes, back to what the Beis Yosef pointed out as the Steer and Rashi's, he quotes from the Chodim Mishulash of Chaim V'Lajner that he suggested the following Yishuv and Rashi to avoid the Steer. That the Rashi that says, the Rashi in the beginning of the parak that says that the basis for the din of Teitzim Mizeh Mizeh is Knas, so there Rashi is talking about a case of Niseis Alpi Eid Echad. Niseis Alpi Eid Echad, there's a heightened responsibility of the woman to be Daika Shapir. And if she's not Daika properly, and she gets remarried on the basis of that Eid Echad, where we had suspended normal rules of Eidus to accommodate her, then we're going to consider her. But if she's Niseis Alpi Shnei Eidim, then we're not suspending any of the normal rules of Eidus, that's just a the regular Eidus Shnayim Eidim. So if she remarries on the basis of two Eidim, then maybe the Knas would not apply. And that's really the reason of Shema Yomru.
So then she's only going to be Daika Mitzvah because there's only one Eidim? That's how we're assuming?
The other way. The expectation of her being Daika Mitzvah is stronger where the Eidus is weaker. Where the Eidus is only Eidus Eid Echad, then there's a higher expectation of being Daika. She has to be, could be she has to be daika all the time, but we're not going to penalize her in such a harsh fashion for not being properly daika where she's nisus al pishnei in it. Now that's making an assumption about the knas, and there are rishonim that are explicitly against that. The Meiri, for example, is explicit that the din of Teitzim Mizeh Mizeh applies even where she's Niseis Al Pi Shnei Eidim. Let's see if I find the line of the Meiri. Very beginning of the parak. Let's see. What does she do wrong? She's a total anusa. She's nisus al pishnei edim. Teitze mizeh mizeh. I'm skipping. V'af api shishogegasi. V'shogegas kanusahi. V'ones b'Yisrael shari. Mikal makam uhutra linase beit echad ela mishum iguna. U'mishum desamchi rabban on Allah didaiko mincava. U'midalo daiko shapir poshasi. V'ein sarach lomer im nises api eit echad me'eleha below ras bezdim. Because of our expectation that even in that case she's going to be daika properly, that is why we consent her in such a strong fashion.
So how's it coming up, and what's driving her to be medayik then? He's saying the gufa, because they're putting a knas on her, therefore she's going to have to be medayik.
Well, yeah, that's mitoch chomesh echmata lebesofa hekata lebet gilasa. The reason that we're makel about the edus that we require is because of the expectation, that she's going to be daika, because she knows the consequences of not being properly daika. Right.
Okay. So it's not like you can, according to the Meiri, you can't hold like the
Osir Pesim's
Ketchup in Rashi.
Like Rav Chaim
V'Loshin,
right.
Yeah.
That's what's pointing out. What Rav Chaim V'Loshin suggests in Rashi is not, it would not work with the Meiri. The Meiri is explicit that the Knas applies equally to Nisei's Alpi Shnei Edim. That is correct. Now, the other question, which is less clear, which is a machlokas lahalacha, is let's say we accept the Meiri that if she's niseis al pi eidacha, there's a knas. Even if she's niseis al pi shnei eidim, there's a knas. What about if she's niseis al pi shnei eidim, the haras bezdim? So that's not explicit in the Meiri. The Ramah is actually mekel on that. The Ramah, the end of Siman Yud Zayin, it's the very last sif. The very last sif in Siman Yud Zayin, sif Nun Ches. The Ramah writes, based on a Tshuva Sarashba, Isha. Ansuli nase o shahorula bezdin betos venise salpiem. So if she remarries based on an explicit haras bezdin, habikanusa mutaris abaylavishon. So even though she needs to salpi shnei edim, she's going to be a surula abaylavishon. If it's based on a haras bezdin, she's going to be mutaris abaylavishon. That's the psak of the Rama, based on a tshuvas harashba. And remember, the Rashba, we pointed out, is in the Knas camp. But nevertheless, if you have a Rus Bezdin, the Rashba and Tshuva Paskins that she's Muteras by Lubishon. The Taz here is not comfortable with that. The Taz in Sifkatin Ayin Alf, the list of Katin and the Simen. And the Taz thinks that Lemaisa, you should not be Makel in such a case. Vitzarachian.
Didn't we say there Ma also Kufnin Tes holds of Shem Yomru? He doesn't buy documents of anyway.
That is correct. So he's quoting,
he's just coming from the Chukas Rashi, who doesn't actually.
Right. It's not necessarily Nitame. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Fine. So let's go back a minute to discuss Svicha Gemizah Mizah, and what the upshot of the Gemara there is on Pechas and Beis of Pechas and Aleph. As we said before, the Gemara initially says, "Xeris Shemar Yomru Girish Zev and Asa Zev." The Nim says, "Eishes Ish Yotza Below Get." Then the Gemara has a Shaka Vitarya, and ultimately, when the Gemara is bothered by the difference between the din and our Mishnah of Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh, and the din in the case of Mina Erusin, the Mishnah at Sadi Beis, where it doesn't say Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh, where he's Mutter Lapsal by Levisha. So the Gemara concludes, Seifa Amri. Sefer Ami Kiddushei Tazavu. So in the case of Erusin, people could attribute the reason that we're matter the Baila Rishon to be based on the fact that the Kiddushin of the second person was Kiddushei Taz. Reishin Ami Ami Nisui Tazavu. So why can't you make the same claim when it comes to Mina Nisuin and the Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek? So Gemara says, Kansura Banim. So in the case of Nisuan, there's a Knas. Sefer Nami Luk Nisua. Reisha Avda Isura Kansua, Sefer Avda Isura Lo Kansura Banim. In the case of the Reisha where there's Nisuan, the Nisuan is Be'isur, so there we constant her. Where the Nisuan is not Be'isur, where there's no Nisuan, it's only Erusin, it's not Be'isur, there we don't constant her. The Raji writes over here, Kansura Banan. Velo Talinan Lakula. So in the case of Isser, where there's Nisuin, we constant her Velo Talinan Lakula. What does that mean, Velo Talinan Lakula? So there's Machlokes Rishonim here, whether some Rishonim, the Rif, others, are Goris Ella. They're Goris Ella, Reshid of the Yisua Kansua, Sevid of the Yisua Kansua. So simple reading of Ella is that that's a chazara on what we said until now. Totally new reason. Without the Ella, it sounds like more that it's a modification of what we said till now. So the Rashba explains within Rashi the Rashba writes Kachi girsas hasvar meisha kansu rabban v'lo garsi Ella. What does Rashi mean? The Gemara stands by the original reason of Shema Girish Zev Nasazeh. My Amart, Ha Niskacha Delo Chashin of Lo Tzvicha Get. So why is it that we don't know that Chashash in the case of Min Erusin? Hasamishin Delavda Isura Talina Lahakil Dami Kiddushei Tazavu. So where there's no Isser done, so there we're more comfortable with the Tliya that people will say Kiddushei Talasavu. You could have said Kiddushei Talasavu by Nisuin also, Nisui Talasavu. But we're not inclined to be Mekel where he did an Isser. Al Nisei, Zavid Yisura, Kidei Laoser Ala Rishon, Talina Lahachmer. So there we want to get him, get her. So then our orientation is Lahachmer, not to rely on this Tliya. Dilma Armi, Gibri Seven, Asazel. Hilkach Tzricha Get. Okay. So in the Rashba, with the Rashi, there's no Girs of Ella, and ultimately the consideration of Shema Yomru, Girs of Nasazeh, applies, and the Gemara's modification of Isura versus Law of Isura is simply an explanation of where we apply that Chashash. The Ritva doesn't like this. The Ritva thinks that if ultimately the reason is actually, let me say it a little bit differently. Read a couple lines in the Ritva. Maybe. Yeah, so he quotes Rashi. They were not Korisala. If the interest of Chazal is to create a knas, to not allow her to remarry without a get, then they should have just said so. Why do they have to base it on Shemar Yomru? If they want to make a knas, make a knas. And then he has this interesting line, V'lama yilu takanasa mebuki sriki, sheyomru ola ma she'ino meres, zavadag naigodo l'rabbeinu zal, l'rabbeinu zal, l'kilko l'gzeirasam. But rather, the reason is a knas in and of itself, and there's a chazara from Girizeh, Shemayam Girizeh Vinasa Zeh. So in the Yotzer Poskim, he quotes Achronim, who suggests possible nafkamina between whether the reason of Girusa Menasezeh remains at the end of the Gemara or not, although none of them really end up being Lamaisa. There's a Chuvas HaRadvaz that others quote as well in Chelik Dalid, Simon Aleph Kuf Samech, where the Shoal there suggests that maybe the din of Teitzim Mizeh Mizeh, V'tzirichagem Mizeh Mizeh, that she wouldn't require a get min hasheni if she has no intention of remarrying. Meaning that if the knas is not Shemar Yomru Girusa Menasezeh, but rather that we just want to prevent her from being able to remarry without getting a get for the second person, which is the Ritva's presentation, then maybe that concern doesn't apply if the person has no intention of remarrying. The Ritva's rejects that. But that's the suggestion. The Ritva and the Rashba both quote and the Rabban, they all quote Yerushalmi, which they quote as supporting their position, that the reason for the requirement of get min hasheni is kedei levarer isura shel rishon. There's some difference of opinions what that means, but somehow to clarify or to expose the issur to the first person. So I require get from the second to highlight the fact that she is a sura to the first. So the Marshal suggests here in Simon Vav that if the rationale is Levari Sura Shel Rishon, so what happens if the first husband dies? There's no need to Levari Sura Shel Rishon, the first husband's dead. You still need to get Min Hasheni. So in theory, the Marshal thinks not, but Lamaisa, he says, Lo Matzinu such a chilek. Similarly suggests Noah Poskim quotes from the Oros Nosan that in the other direction, if the reason is simply a pure Shel Yomru HCC Yotzeb Lo Get, so then let's say the first husband is a Kohen. So if there's a consideration so Yom Yosef is able to get, and she's Masa Grushasa, so obviously it couldn't be Masa Grushasa, so maybe there's no requirement to begin in that case. But again, that's not true. Lalacha, Lomatsinu Echilak.